aware of that you are in state of fear and acknowledging that, yeah, wow, fuck it, this is scary. But I will not allow the fear to determine who I am. So really acknowledging anything that is in your presence. We talked about this in a previous episode, really allowing the emotion to be part of your experience, because as I said, to go out, you have to go through. And then gradually progressing to the higher vibration. The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your Hype Girl D, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. What is up, fearless people? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am so excited to talk about a recent experience that I was so honored and so grateful to facilitate for our Mind Valley tribe called Manifestation Ceremony, and particularly the part of what manifestation is and what actually is the difference between manufactured and surrendered manifestation, and why is it important to know the difference. So last Saturday, we created something extraordinary, and I'm super, super proud of myself to actually be doing this work and to actually be able to facilitate this type of first official event for our Mind Valley tribe, which was actually an online and offline event where I brought some tools from our Silva Ultramind and our new quest by Regan Hillier, The Art of Manifesting. So we really kind of gathered, or I gathered both quests into one beautiful ceremony. And we really, really, really did witness some incredible magic and miracles. So yeah, I just want to come from this state of gratitude and appreciation for the work that I get to do. So if it's your first time here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so grateful for your soul to be present here with me. And if you're excited, just shake a little bit, because this is gonna be an amazing one. I'm really gonna share from this remembrance and truth that I just witnessed recently, a couple of days ago. With that energy in mind, I'm gonna show up for you now through this podcast, through this recording, and just bring you some of the energy so you can feel what it is to be, do, and have whatever you desire. Because guess what? As our beautiful manifestation goddess says, Regan Hillier, remember, you can't have it all. you truly do. I'm going to start with just, a simple explanation what manifestation is. A lot of people really truly don't really consider the fact that we are constantly manifesting everything. And sometimes we think that manifestation is only something positive, only something that we want. Manifestation is actually everything you tolerate, and manifestation is everything that you are. Okay, so you attract what you are. So that's why it's so important, and that's why I always go with this particular sequence. It's be, do, and have whatever you desire, and not have, do, and be, right? So it's a lot of people get this backward, and they wait to have something, to do something, so they can be something. It's always an internal game. It's about your frequency, and it's about your energy, the state of your being, that is going to attract anything you desire. So that state has to be in that state of your being is always in alignment of what you are doing and what you are bringing into your 3D form. You will always attract who you are and not what you do. So with knowing that, is, you know, if you have a tendency to think that everything is, you know, happening to you, and everything is not going according to your plans, and you're always spiraling down, that is a result of your current state of mind, the current state of your being. And you are manifesting that. You're manifesting the down spiral. Everything that is, I don't want to say negative, but everything that you don't want is exactly what you're bringing into your 3D, because you are that, in that frequency. And when I say it's about what you tolerate, so if you are still tolerating negative energy, negative people, you know, if they are around you and you are tolerating that, that is what you are attracting. That is what you are manifesting. Because in life, you don't get what you want, but you get what you tolerate. If you tolerate negative people, if you tolerate low vibrational things, opportunities, people, that is what you're gonna have. And if you're, and the only way to change that is to change your frequency, is to change your vibration. So if you are, you know, if you go on a scale of consciousness, if you are on in a level of fear, which is the lowest, and I talked about this a lot. Fear is the lowest vibration, right? And it goes gradually. You can't just go from fear to love, which is an opposite state, right? The high vibration, or even if we talk about even beyond love, bliss and enlightenment. Eventually, you can't go that from, oh, I am so afraid, to, oh, I love everyone. It happens very gradually, and it happens by you being aware of that you are in state of fear and acknowledging that, yeah, wow, fuck it, this is scary. But I will not allow the fear to determine who I am. So really acknowledging anything that is in your presence. We talked about this in a previous episode. Really allowing the emotion to be part of your experience, because as I said, to go out, you have to go through. And then gradually progressing to the higher vibration Okay? And sometimes it only, you know, you have to the aware when you're what you are aware of, you can change. And when you consciously work on changing that state, eventually what will happen that you will be able just to flip from one state to another. I recently had this conversation with one of my friends, Elise, who was visiting me from San Francisco. We had this conversation on how am I actually able to quickly navigate through my emotions. And it is because once you learn to navigate through them, we can't manage what we feel, but we can navigate through them more quicker and with more grace and with more compassion, right? And when you can navigate through those low vibrational feelings, emotions, when you can navigate through them with compassion and grace, you will already be in that higher state all of the time. Okay? So that's the first thing. You manifest what you are. And then the second thing is, okay, so if I know what I no longer tolerate, I know that I no longer tolerate, you know, I'm not available for people who are draining my energy. I'm not available for the things that don't bring me joy, don't bring me love. I don't longer tolerate that. I no longer tolerate me being distracted. I no longer tolerate me being upset, mad, angry. I no longer tolerate that I need to control everything. And when you are aware of that and you say, okay, this is not part of my reality anymore, then you actually go to, okay, so this is what I actually want. And once you know what you really, really, truly want, and you can go back to episode Manifest Anything in 17 Seconds. Yes, you guys, this actually works. And you know, sometimes people feel like, it has to be, why is your life not materially, yeah, in terms of material, showing up how you're manifesting things. Because you guys, for me, things don't have actually so much meaning, you know. For me, it's everything about experiences. For me, everything is about the fact how free I live my life and how emotionally free and you know, this is such a big thing for me, you know, not being a prison of my emotions or not being a prison of even time, you know, like we do bend reality. If you're a Silva Ultramind student, you know how we do that. Sometimes, yeah, these are the altered states that you know we do create our own reality, and that is actually the things that I want. I am truly living my best life right now, and I know that it's gonna get or the best is yet to come. I'm sure about that. So that's the real, true, honest answer about my manifestation process, and really sometimes is, you know, these are small things that we are manifesting. Well, also big things. I'm going to be talking about really, really big thing that I have been so blessed to manifest in my life a little later on after. Yeah, I'm gonna be quiet. I'm not gonna share now. Yeah, that's a teaser, you guys. I know, but I'm gonna be sharing some really, really cool stuff that I brought into my reality, and it seems like yeah, I'm a true testimony that when you are what you want, then yeah, it's done. So the next concept that I really want to share with you, that we really nailed down at this beautiful ceremony, and our students were so you know, blown away to actually realize that it is a big difference between manufactured manifestation, which is a manifestation that involves you are interfering or you are controlling the outcome rather than surrendering and trusting that universe or God or whoever you higher self, whoever you believe in, is actually providing you and guiding you on your pathway to your soul vision, mission, purpose. Okay, so manufactured manifestation is basically, and I'm gonna give an example that is always so cool. And I think I already shared at this podcast. I think I shared on podcast or maybe somewhere else. But here's an example, you know, and I'm gonna talk about love because it's such a universal thing. We all desire love and we all want to kind of manifest our soulmates, right? And I had this, I know this incredible human being, incredible person, incredible woman who said, you know, she's extremely successful entrepreneur. And she said, you know, I'm really ready for love and I want to, you know, manifest my soulmate. And I'm going to put myself, these were the words, I'm going to put myself into the area where I feel my partner should be, you know, he is located at this particular area. And this is a, and this is so how we do, right? So this is a manufactured, we feel that we need to create an opportunity rather than opportunity be created for us, right? So we would expose ourselves into a situation where we would manifest something that we want, but this is a hard work. This is something that we need to put effort into it, right? It's something that is not in a flow. It's not something that we manifest with ease and grace, right? So if we need to do a certain thing in order to manifest that, then it's still not, I'm attracting who I am. Rather than, you know, you going and doing something in order to create that. I know it feels like, what is she talking about? But listen, this is most of the people, 90% of the people, manufactured manifestation works. It works. It's nothing wrong with it. It's just it has more effort into it. Where once you are in this surrendered manifestation, once you know this is done, this is already in a 5D realm, this is something that is already happening for me, and you just surrender and you trust the process that it's going to happen, it happens on a soul level. It happens effortless with flow, grace, and ease. And that is when is a long lasting manifestation. That is when it's really, really, really happening, not just for you, but also through you. And why I love this is because we all kind of been, our society today, our, you know, how we operate today is massively still in a doer mode. It's still, yeah, but I need to create this. We feel that, yeah, success is inevitable, but we need to create success for ourselves. We are responsible for our reality, 100%. But it's not, your responsibility is not about what you do, but your responsibility is how you are. The only thing that you're responsible for is who you are being, so you can manifest the things that you want. And this is a hard one, you guys, because we had this beautiful breakthrough that was happening when people were just like, wow, I'm gonna surrender to this. I'm not gonna control anymore, you know, whatever they were controlling for so long. And when the surrender part happens, it's so much release. There is so much release, and it's so much relief that this is the highest energy. When you are in this, like, I don't feel no pressure. I'm not upset. I am not mad. I am not anxious. I just feel this complete knowing that this is already done. That is a state of peace, of joy, of love. And that is the state where we literally create miracles. You guys, miracles are happening all of the time. And if you're someone who is like, you are now talking BS, I'm going to kindly, very, very kindly remind you that the fact that you exist and the fact that you're listening to me right now is a miracle. And you are a miracle. So, yeah, I just wanted to really share this basic principle that, you know, it is so simple, you guys. And sometimes we feel like, yeah, we need to put so much effort to get what we want. It's really simple, you guys. It's really, really simple. And I'm a proof that once you just question your values and beliefs about manifestation and just, reframe them a bit and just trust that universe always has your back, you're going to see that, yeah, miracles are always there. If you are a Mindvalley member and listening to this and you're wondering, oh, I want to participate in another manifestation ceremony, make sure to screenshot this episode. Or even if you're not a Mindvalley member and you would love to join me, if you're here in Stockholm and you would love to join me in my beautiful home and witness the magic in person, yeah, you can also screenshot this episode and share, you know, on your IG stories, I am in, give me the details, and I'm gonna make sure to give you the details when the next ceremony happens. It's gonna happen very, very soon, and I'm super, super excited to be leading more of these because they just fills my heart with so much love and so much joy and so much gratitude, you guys. And that's the state that I want to be all the time in. And with that being said, I'm gonna leave you with this miracle that you are, and I'm gonna leave you with a message that you totally can have it all, and believe that you are meant for great things. You guys have fun and don't forget to be awesome. Love ya. My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you and I am so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.